Okay, so we recently watched a four episode se well season. It's just the four episodes of Elizabeth Gaskell, well, adaptation of Elizabeth Gaskell's novel North and South. I found it through mostly the actor that plays the lead role in it, who is one of my favorite actors, and somebody described this adaptation as a like a Pride and Prejudice with Industrial Revolution and more death, which sounded like something my sister might enjoy. And yeah, actually, it's turned out yes.
I honestly think that it wasn't close to Pride and Prejudice because I read, saw the movie and the play in the theater, and I do not think that it is similar because it is period piece and it has main lead and romantic relationship in the middle of it, but I think that that sound thing, probably the atmosphere or the deeper thought behind Pride and Prejudice, is missing from the series.
I
I
mean,
think so.
yes, the vibe is not the same, even though I did not read the book. But I think that what this comment was implying was more that the relationship between the two leads is kind of based on misunderstandings that are based on what, like, the Margaret thinking that John is a lot worse guy than he is in reality. And, like, of the pride and, like, having being prejudiced against a person, I think it was more leaning towards this idea than to the why, because yes, it
Okay.
doesn't have the same vibe. Nothing has the same
It is
vibe as
not.
Pride and
But
Prejudice.
also the series is much shorter, so they can't feel
I
it
mean,
at
you saw
all.
the series of Pride and Prejudice?
I did.
And
I
how long
even
is that
saw,
one?
I don't remember, but it is definitely longer than four episodes. I also saw, I think it's a movie that's called like Pride and Prejudice with
And
zombies and
zombies, I
zombies.
also saw that
I
one.
saw it. I
That was
remember
nice.
being. I'm sorry.
That was nice. I did enjoy it. I
I
think they
was
were.
like, boom.
Yes, but I think the thing they did right is Pride and Prejudice and Zombie Apocalypse are not two things that are easily mixed together. And they did mix together it in a way that it retained both the characteristics of Apocalypse and Pride and Prejudice. I'm not sure if it was a good idea to do that from the beginning, but they did do it and it was successfully executed. Maybe not a great idea, but and there was also Charles Dance, who played her dad, right?
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Charles Dance, Game of Thrones, Tywin Lannister.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did you see the? It's supposed to be either also adaptation of one of Jane Austen books or like revamping her, not her story, but
Like
like
a retelling of it.
something like that, and it is on Netflix, and the main character is played by Dakota Johnson. It's
Oh, you mean Sense and no,
N
Pride and Persuasion.
yes. Did you
That
see
one.
it?
I didn't see that one. But there is
Don't.
a very
Don't.
old version of this one that was done well, and the people are really pretty, but there is I remember that the main actor in it is I some people are talking it's a weird choice for like a leader, but they are pretty old, and it was that one is pretty nice. It is mostly nothing is happening and then the people kiss finally at the end, but that's kind of the book, so
Oh, well, this version, I wasn't mad at the actors because I thought that they did pretty well, pretty good job, pretty good job. However, I think I did not like the story, how it was written, because I found it very boring, and
yeah, it's
it
about
was
missed chances.
I don't think it was about anything, honestly.
Yeah, it's just a lot of waiting and it's not great fun to do a lot of waiting when you're looking at something. Like,
no. Yeah. But I also, one of my favorite books from Jane Austen is Emma.
Yeah, and it was also I a lot of watched happening.
Both films, both movies.
Like both Anya Taylor and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes, both. Because, and then I try to read the book, but I didn't finish because, know, third time is, for me, is not the charm. And also it was very long. And I kind of got into yes. So, but I love those movies. Both of them, they had the same feeling. The character was different, but very similar in those characteristics that you wanted from it. So, from them, from her.
I did enjoy. I didn't watch the Gwyneth Paltrow Emma, but I think I heard you.
I think I watched it the same day or the other day, but, because I loved it and I wanted to
compare.
How similar it is.
I saw like Pride and Prejudice like a week ago for the first time, the movie with Keira Knightley. It's I understand why people like
don't like it.
Yes, I know your opinion.
I don't.
I know your opinion, but I
like
Keira
Knightley. Can I say why?
You already told me once.
But not okay, for this. Okay, I want everyone to hear my opinion because I think my opinion is right. It's correct one. I want... So, because I read the book and I think everyone should read the book before, or at least like... Because it's the right version of it, because the movie is the adaptation. And I also understand that they could not put the whole book inside.
Yeah.
Because it would be too long.
Movie and book have
it wouldn't have the speed and everything. But it was like they were putting apples and scallops next to each other and making smoothie. It's not good. You are going to vomit.
Okay, yeah.
I really like my my
allegory. Yes, allegory. I did enjoy your thoughts too. I think you would find that it wouldn't be that horrible.
But I did enjoy the theater play.
Yeah, the theater play. Good. But that was National Theater. Like,
but also, I did see it before I read the book, and I remember that when we came home from the theater, I was very confused.
Yeah?
Yes, because I was like, what just happened? Because it was so fast, so many people, so many different
timelines
that I didn't kind of remember afterwards. Yeah. But when I read the book, everything it was like puzzle. Everything
fit. I think it was the first like real introduction to Austen that we enjoyed, because I think it was one of the best theater plays.
I think
that
it was the first interaction to Austen.
But the only thing that I forgot to mention, first of all, yes, I like Keira Knightley. I enjoyed mostly for Keira Knightley. But my favorite movie like adaptation of Jane Austen novel is Sense and Sensibility, and I will forever love that. I the movie with Emma Thompson, I saw it maybe 4 times now, and it's like the ultimate comfort movie for me, because yes, it's kind of sad, but it's a lot of waiting, lots of just living, and there is like the romantic storylines in it, but it is, I really like find myself in that place. And And also, Alan Rickman is really doing a phenomenal job.
I did not see the movie. You know that.
I know. And I don't think you want to know.
I have trouble with it. Because I would see it for Emma Thompson. I wouldn't mind. I read the book. I loved the book. So there is no such a problem. I don't think I want to. This is going to sound horrible. But I don't think... I want to see young Alan Rickman.
He's not that playing, young. He's, to be quite honest, not that young.
Playing like romantic, because All I see is Snape but in the red, is, or
you find that
in the horrible guy in Love Actually. Which
okay, fine.
Doesn't
but the thing is,
good picture
you
for
find
him.
Very easily that although we see Severus Snape and we only see Alan Rickman, like he is very much Alan Rickman. They changed him a lot. They changed his the color of his eye, the color of his hair, like. It actually, like, he disappeared into the character pretty well, and if you see him in a different movie, you will not be seeing Severus Snape. So, like, sure. Maybe it was because I did like...
Did you see the announcement for the new cast of the Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, let's not...
Did you... I didn't want to see it because of J.K. Rowling,
I'm not going to watch it, but did see some of the actors that are supposed
and
to be...
And I loved that Snape, the character of Snape, is supposed to be played by, like...
A black man, yeah.
Yes, Afro-American, probably, I don't know.
I mean, I think he's British.
Maybe he's British, I don't know.
I do think that they are
but
British.
But I think that
English.
It's like, I see it. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, put like gel in his hair.
Oh no, please don't do that. That is the whole most horrible. No, I think the most important part about me, because for most people, Severus Snape is Alan Rickman.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter that this is also not really like the books, like that would also be differences between the books and the movies in the appearance. We so love Alan Rickman that his portrayal of Severus Snape is the important one, but I think I have not seen the actor in anything else. I have not tried to see him in anything else. I think if they have managed to nail the vibe, I guess, of
yes.
him
and
if they have nailed the voice, which I think is the most important, to have him have the voice that is sort of
that
has this quiet menace, right, that makes you feel like this person has power and is dangerous and not, is not just a slimy bastard, I think that would do it well, because that was the important part, I think.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to look that same way.
I'll be honest,
keep the voice.
I think that Alan Rickman in the movie doesn't have the best voice for me. I much more prefer the Czech version because also I'm used to it.
Okay, yes, that's
but
true.
That's the one I would compare.
Yes, that's true. But I think the point is that Czech dubbing is usually phenomenal, and it's really good. Like, okay,
sometimes.
Nowadays it's not doing it as good, but the older Czech dubbing is really good. And, like, even I don't like watching Lord of the Rings in original because I can't get over Aragorn's voice.
Yes, so do I.
It's so off-putting that, like, but the I will watch Harry Potter in the original for Alan Rickman.
I will not.
Okay, I will not
because
watch it
of
at
the
all,
creator.
But, you know... If the choice
the
was
only,
there...
Yeah, on, the only way the I would watch it would be on pirate side? Illegal
pirate,
side?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I would watch it on her grave.
Where?
On her grave.
Where?
On her grave.
Oh, I thought you said on drag race, which would be appropriate as well,
okay,
kind
also
of.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, I think
we should
have not exhausted our
should we say bye?
Talk about series, but we can say bye to Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye.